Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You're invited to dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. If you enjoy the show, there are different ways you can help us out. You can promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a whole list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live into more ears, including our banners. We've got a whole bunch of brand new banners. If you haven't seen them yet, are all kinds of shapes and sizes over at, I guess they're not a lot of shapes, but different sizes of the banner. Rectangle pretty much tends to be the standard banner shape. I guess there aren't really very many circle banners out there. But nonetheless.
Square, you could have a square.
Yeah, that's true. But isn't a square just a rectangle with certain proportions?
A square has equal sides and equal angles. A rectangle has two sides are equal in length. Two different sides are equal in length, but it has equal angles.
1-800-259-9231 is where you can go. Promote.freetalklive.com is the site.
Unless the rectangle's slanted, then it becomes a rhombus.
Rhombus? Yeah.
Yes. No, I think you that's a quadrilateral. 90-degree angles, right?
I think that's a quadrilateral. No, that's a parallelogram. Excuse me. That's a parallelogram. Yes, quadrilateral right, has four right. sides. A rhombus has two sides that are parallel and then two sides that are going towards
hey,
a point.
Hey, you learned geometry something in geometry master. Class, huh?
Yeah.
I like Man, it. You've been out of it 10 years longer than I have, too.
My son's learning shapes, too, and I don't like when they teach him the wrong words for shapes because they... You know, they'll tell him a square has all equal sides, but a diamond has all equal sides sometimes, too. That doesn't make it a square. So well, trying to explain to a two-year-old what a square is from geometric definitions doesn't really work either, so I'm not sure.
All right, let's take your phone calls here about whatever you want. Coming up, it's been a while since we've done some corrupt cop stories, so I've got a bunch of them here, including a major jail bust, and I don't mean of the prisoners. Let's talk first, though, to Scott in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Yeah, how you doing, Ian, Mark,
Scott.
And Sam?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to talk about, I agree with Mark that the state should handle this immigration. I think the federal government can't handle themselves, first of all. I don't know if you guys were aware last week, the president of Mexico was up in our Congress.
Whose Congress?
In our Congress.
I don't have Congress. I don't know what that...
Well, he was up in our government here, okay?
That's not my government.
Oh, don't play his game, Scott.
And he was speaking about our guns are the cause of their deaths down in Mexico.
Yeah, yeah, that's
what
his claim
is. And taking away, talking about that they should take away our guns with our Second Amendment. Now, you know, if, like I said, if you go down into Mexico... without your passport, man, you're going to be a rat. You might never come back.
Oh, yeah, you're in big trouble.
Okay. So the
especially
bottom line
if you bring
is,
a gun.
When you have a guy that's coming up into your country, let's just say our country, telling our the people out there, I don't even call them a government either, they're lost, but telling these guys saying, yeah, well, you know, your guns up here are the cause of our violence down there in Mexico, and I think that you guys should... banned all your guns up here in the United States of America to correct our problem down there when most of their gun problem is coming up from down below. They're getting their weapons.
Oh, I think they're getting their guns. Mostly they're getting their guns from north of the border. But I don't. I think
it's not
the guy's
reason why, though.
Right.
The drug
war. He's been pushed into a corner because the United States government has told him, hey, you have to keep drugs outlawed. Because Mexico tried very hard to legalize a certain level of possession. It's tried on a couple of occasions and actually had some recent success in doing it. But you know, they tried to do away with a certain level of prohibition, but the United States government said, no, you can't do that. All he's trying to do at this point is show them, you know, is turn the tables and say, well, hey, if you're going to make it so that I've got to outlaw drugs down in my country when we'd like to try to get rid of prohibition, well, then you should outlaw guns and try prohibition in that area. See how it works out for you guys.
Well, I understand what you're saying there, Mark, but the point is this. This is our land up here, okay? And that's their land down there. And, yes, I agree with you. It's almost dangerous to be down on the border with these drug warlords right now.
Oh, yeah.
They're very vicious. In fact, there's been heads taken off people. So
mostly people
but you
working
know what?
For them.
The thing is it's like us up here. We have to address our problems up here. And that government down there, which is controlled by a lot of drug warlords, have to control their situation down in their country. And the bottom line is it has nothing to do with hate, but it has to do with, like you said, if you come into this country and you get free, sooner or later it's going to have a big impact on this country.
Well, again, most of the people coming here aren't.
This country's doing just fine spending itself into insolvency.
Things.
I think that the least of our problems with the border is really people coming across and getting some people coming across and getting some things free, because some of them actually pay taxes that they're never able to recoup. So there's this kind of wash back and forth.
Yeah, how does that wash out? I wonder. I mean,
it depends on who you listen to, because conservatives will tell you that
they're all taking welfare,
right? That immigrants cost us $1 million a person per year, and liberals will say, "Oh no, they're worth $20 million per person per year." Mm. You know, so they'll all lie to you, and it's difficult to know, because there's, how do you track somebody who's stealing, who's using different Social Security numbers to file taxes? How do you do that?
Well, I understand what you're, because I guess our government's dumb. The government's dumb, because, like I said, if you go down into Mexico, they can track you. And you're not going to come back, because I've been down there in the past, and you don't want to go down there without your credentials, because you get put in jail or the rat house down there, you might not be coming back to the United States of America. So I just wanted to call gesture that. So.
Thanks, Scott, for the call. Appreciate it.
Mexican prison is no place to be. I mean, there's no doubt about it. It's not a pleasant place for especially somebody from a different country to be. It's not a pleasant place to be, period. But,
well, I know that prison in general is not a pleasant place for anyone to be.
If you're going to go to jail, though, go to jail in Canada, because it's not too bad.
Unfortunately, our friend Mark Emery from Cannabis Culture magazine, CannabisCulture.com, was not able to go to jail in Canada. He was recently arrested by the Canadian government people and then transferred into the United States, where he is now in a U.S. prison. And from what I've been reading of Jody Emery, his wife's lovely wife, on Facebook, her Facebook updates, they've been very, very active up there. And she has heard from Mark, and it's absolutely horrible, the conditions that he is in which he's being kept. And I asked her to come on the show to talk about what's been happening, because the last time we talked about Mark's situation was when he was being extradited, when he turned himself in, rather, to be extradited. And so we'll find out what has been going on. She's going to come on this Saturday night to talk about that with us. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And by the way, she's a heroic lady to stand by Mark as he's been going through all of this, and to keep his business going in his absence and everything. Amazing lady. So just kind of back on what Scott was talking about there. Did you hear a lot of us and them in that kind of
I did
kind of language?
I think Mark cut right to the issue. It's the U.S. that is forcing, the U.S. government that is forcing this drug war to be waged on a global scale. I mean, they're the ones going into countries, loaning them money, getting the local bureaucrats on the hook to, on the dole to accept the U.S. money and all of the strings that come attached with it. And primarily, that's the drug war. So, the government is so vested in controlling people and, just being able to have this police state and this control grid over folks. And it's going to just continue devolving and devolving. And I've heard, from several different people that it's five or six families in Mexico that control the government. They're sort of like these ultra powerful families down there that really have connections and
the Mexican Bilderberg.
I guess. I don't know. But, I think the same thing is happening here to a lesser extent. It's only a matter of time before it gets worse. I mean, if you look at all the things Goldman Sachs has been doing both here and in Greece, it's outrageous. It's a crime family that's in bed with the government.
Well, the government is a crime family.
Yeah.
I mean, that's whether there are people, shadowy figures behind the scenes or not, what the reality is the government is an agency of criminal force.
But now they're able to play both sides of the coin. The government uses its power. The corporations use their power. And what we result in is tyranny.
1-800-259-9231. And I want to touch on a guns point here in a moment, just a little bit further. You can also bring up anything.
Hey, America, how do you use WebEx?
We use WebEx for our fantasy baseball draft.
I use WebEx to record meetings, so anyone who misses it can see it, hear it, and get up to speed quickly.
My son came home from school sick yesterday. Thanks to WebEx, I didn't miss the client meeting. I saw everything right on my cell phone.
Got an idea? Start a WebEx. Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others, cross town or cross country. Share presentations. Conduct training sessions. You can even pass the ball and let others take control. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL to get a free trial and a free VoIP headset. Remember that code, FREE TRIAL. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details. Go to WebEx.com and click the radio graphic and enter promo code FREE TRIAL.
Fatigue, headaches, allergies and asthma, chronic disease. Is your home making you sick? Here's a fact. Our indoor air quality is getting worse, and the causes include chemicals, toxic gases, dust, pollen, dander, and even chemtrail particulates. To rid your home of these contaminants, get the best-priced air purifiers in the industry at airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Our air purifiers are specialized to fit your needs, from allergy sufferers to the sleep-deprived to the chemically sensitive. And with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. And healthy, purified, clean air to gain. Call us at 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off when you use promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for their sites, so we give ours away. In fact, those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who listen to this program, and we've got more than dozens that listen, but these are the dozens who have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video. Validated meaning they prove in the picture or video that they are listeners of Free Talk Live. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Joe Taran Lupo from the LCL Report and Wheels Off Liberty supports his full-time activism by selling Liberty-themed jewelry. Support the ideas of Liberty every time you buy some of his unique jewelry. He also does custom work for just about anything you can dream up. Find his designs at lclreport.com or join his fan group on Facebook. It's lclreport.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Just a few more thoughts real quick about the gun issue, because Scott in Wisconsin had called in to talk about how apparently the president of Mexico had come up to the United States federal government and had spoken to them about how it's the U.S.'s fault that so many guns are coming into Mexico. If you guys didn't have all these guns, then we wouldn't have the violence down in Mexico. Now, Scott said he believes the guns are coming from South America, but from where they are coming does not matter. The reason why they're coming is what matters, and guns in private people, peaceful people's hands is not a problem. So it's not the guns that are a problem. It's the fact that people who are engaging in violent drug activity are the problem. They're the ones that are getting the guns, and they're using them in dangerous ways. They're hurting people. They're killing people.
And Mexico is restrictive
people.
When it comes to weapons, too. I mean, it's considered, it's illegal to even own a .45 in Mexico.
Is that right?
Yeah. If you try to cross the border, do not bring a gun with you.
So the answer to solving Mexico's violence problem or gun violence problem is to fully decriminalize drugs. To take them out of the black market, and then which would essentially just eviscerate the gangs. They would have nothing in which to traffic, because now they've got drugs. They can do prostitution if they want to make a little extra money. They can also traffic in guns as well. So if the Mexican president gets his way and they actually do have some gun ban that's put into effect in the United States, it's A, not going to stop guns from getting into his country, because, well, the guns won't just disappear in a puff of smoke after they're outlawed, but also the guns will then become black market, and so there will be even more of an incentive. I mean, right now, certain guns are banned, and so therefore they're already in the black market, automatic weapons, that kind of thing. Now, if you have an actual full-on gun ban, then every single gun will become part of the black market, and that just puts more product in the hands of these violent gangsters for them to make money on.
Well, and you're going to introduce gun runners into the mix along with the drug traders, so not only will we have to have drug raids, but we'll have to track the gun runners and have raids on them, which are probably not going to end too well.
No, I was
going to
say, yeah, if you're raiding a pot dealer's house, it's pretty unlikely that guy's going to be blasting back at you. But if you're raiding a gun runner's operation or his warehouse, you better. In that case, the SWAT team is going to come in handy, because you will be up against people who will very likely use their product to defend themselves.
And they will inevitably make mistakes. There will be collateral damage, which means they shoot the wrong person or some innocent bystander gets hurt.
It's just the worst idea to ban guns, because it just puts more product in the hands of criminals that aren't the government. We already know the government is a group of criminals for the most part that is using coercive force on people, and prohibitions are not going to solve the problems that are created by prohibition. Essentially, that was what the proposal was,
right.
And it's not going to work. So I had a neat little encounter today, just to change gears here for a moment, and then we'll tell you about, since we're talking prohibition, we'll go back to corrupt cops. But I was in the bank here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, and it was a fairly empty day in the bank, and there was one guy in front of me and getting taken care of, and he looks back at me, and I'm smiling, and he looks back at the teller, and he looks back at me again, and he says something. I'm going to paraphrase everything. He says something to the effect of, "Oh, I've seen your videos," and I said, "Oh, really?" And so we had this a conversation where I asked him, "Well, how did you see the videos?" Because he's talking about the videos that are posted over at freekeene.com. And he said, "Well, somebody, I think it was somebody at work that told me to go and watch this video of the sheriffs out in front of the courthouse." And says, "Oh, okay, so you found it recently then, because this the video of the sheriffs, they, in case you didn't hear the episode of Free Talk Live where we described what happened, they come outside the courthouse while we're doing fully informed jury outreach, and they basically threaten us because we were opening the doors for people that were coming into the courthouse. They literally said, one of them literally said, don't be courteous."
Yep.
And it's just absurd. The whole video is just absolutely ludicrous. And then when the cops go back in, Sam, you go up and you hold the door for the last cop that goes in. In fact, we were all kind of vying to hold the door, but you were the closest. So you got there first.
It's a great video, but so apparently, you know, the word is being spread around town about this, and this guy heard from somebody, hey, you should go check this out. He goes, he watches it, he likes it, because everything he had to say to me today was pretty positive. He actually said he then claims to have watched every single video on the website at that point.
Wow, that's tough.
So this guy's had like a whirlwind tour of freekeen.com and some of the activism that has been happening up here. And so we'd walked outside of the bank at this point, and we continuing our conversation in the sunlight. Very warm day here in New Hampshire. And he was telling me that he really wishes that this kind of change could happen, because he acknowledged that things are changing in a direction that he doesn't like. You know, getting bigger government and more intrusiveness and more oppression, and he really likes what's going on. He really hopes that something can happen.
Likes what's going on with Free Keen, you mean?
I think just the liberty movement in general. I mean, right. He didn't specify Free Keen versus anything else, but that's where he saw the videos that he recognized me from.
Just trying to be clear.
That's what started the conversation. I don't think he mentioned Free State at all during the conversation. Maybe he did. But anyway, so we're there talking, and he's telling me essentially very, very positive things. Of course, what we hear from the opposition is, everyone hates you! Get out of here, you Free Staters!
Well,
and
I think
it's just nonsense.
There's a good chance that there's a small number. And by small, I mean probably. Who has the kind of time that they go on these the newspaper comment section? And
me?
Right. Well, you do. You work from home, and you love yourself a good flame war. But how many people in town don't have jobs so that they can sit around and respond to you?
The bureaucrats can do it, actually, while they're at their
job. I suspect you're talking about a handful of people, less than 10. Would be certainly the guess that I would make, that come in and post under anonymous names. Usually they post under things like Disgusted in Keen or something like that. And
Stop the Whining.
And you know, all these names, they won't say, my name is Herschel B. Schnasherfrass or whatever. Yeah. They won't do it.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things to point out, and I think you're accurate in what you're saying there. It's probably a very small group. The other question that I wonder about is, well, who are we reaching? How many people are we impacting with this message? And just like you, Ian, I had an encounter like that the other day when I was pushing some boxes around downtown on a cart.
Mm-hmm.
Guy was getting out of his minivan with two kids. The dog was in the back. He lifted the dog down. It bit him. And he said, he looked at me. I said, oh, that looks like it hurt. And he said, are you the magician? I said, no, I'm not. He goes, well, wait, you're Sam. And I said, I am. And he said, I support what you do. I love what you guys are doing. This
awesome.
Is a family, local guy.
We'll come back with more here. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got our news updates, which can be delivered to you in the way that you would prefer. We've got emails. You can also follow our Twitter profile and our Facebook as well. You can get all three, or one, or two, or whatever, at news.freetalklive.com. Go get signed up for free. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Take the StartPage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use StartPage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine. Experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. You'll also have complete privacy if you use the proxy link beneath each search result at startpage.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. So we're telling stories here about some of our interactions with the regular folk of Keene, New Hampshire, because if you've listened to the show for a little while, you know that those of us on this program have made the move here to New Hampshire from, in your case, Texas. Sam, Mark, and myself came from Florida. As part of the Free State Project, a movement of hundreds and soon thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who've all converged into the same place. And some of what has happened in the last few years has been controversial. There have been incidents of civil disobedience that has apparently stirred up controversy, and some people have said, "You poisoned the well!"
Cannibals.
It's going to be impossible for us to have change now that you civil disobedience have ruined it for the rest of us. And my experience with the people of this area tell me differently, that on one hand, some people would have us believe that we're hated amongst the community, the activists. The people of Keene hate liberty activists. Go home, Free Staters. We don't want you here. Get out. And my personal experience doesn't reflect that. Now, of course, that's biased, and I understand that. Obviously, if I'm standing at the bank, as I was today, and somebody in front of me hates me, it's not likely they're going to speak to me. Okay, so I understand this is a, kind of a self-selecting process.
You'd think that after 3 years, there'd be some kind of feedback. I mean, as many times...
aside from the anonymous posts on the newspapers website?
You would think after how many people we have met in the community, individual, you know, together, individually, all over, that somebody would have at some point said, man, you guys really suck.
I've gotten that from a couple of people at the courthouse. A couple of the bureaucrats.
Okay, so they're wearing uniforms. There's people that work for the government.
She's not wearing a uniform, but there's one bureaucrat who I've seen multiple times go in, and she usually has something nasty to say to us.
When we hand out those warning flyers, occasionally probably 1 in 20 to 1 in 50 of those will come back and
crumple it up and they'll throw it at you or something.
Or
like that.
You know, we just don't. I don't like your ideas. I don't want this.
So,
that sort of thing.
It's out there. I mean, of course it's out there. But
I have never experienced it. But the. You know.
I've talked about this before, though. I really think we have sort of established a name for the Free State Project, for Free Keen, for the liberty activism that's going on. People are aware of it. They're starting to talk about it. And I think this will be the year that really the locals start to sit up and pay attention and begin getting involved.
Now,
I hope so.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what the best form of liberty activism is, whether it's inside the system, outside the system, judicial, you know, legislative, whatever. I'm not certain what the best kind of activism is. One thing I am certain about is that if you start a program where 20,000 liberty-loving individuals move to one state, that they're not all going to do the same thing. And that if you get all bent out of shape because somebody doesn't do something the way you want them to do, and I can tell you that inside the politicos have some ideas on what's a good idea, what's a bad idea, just inside the system.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that people sort of need to take a deep breath because there's nothing you're going to do to stop somebody who's hell-bent on doing their form of activism, whether that activism is nonsensical or against what it is that you wish to do or whatever. There's always going to be somebody who you disagree with.
Sure. But the focus of what I wanted to do here was just kind of tell the story about this guy that I met today and what he was saying. So he likes what we're doing here. This is just a local guy who is actually, he said he was born in Arizona, but he's lived here his whole life. So he's been here since a little baby. And he's a local electrician, nice guy, was outside of the bank talking with him for several minutes. And he hopes that something can change. He wants more freedom. He likes that idea, and he even alluded to the idea of getting involved at some point. Now, I certainly didn't press him and say, you know, when are you going to do that? As to your prediction, Sam, that this might be the year that locals get involved, I don't know. I don't know what to expect as far as that's concerned. We've already had some locals get involved, a smidgen here and there, a couple of select mm-hmm. people coming on board, and they've been pretty good so far. In fact, early on, we had some locals who've been involved the whole time, and they've been outstanding. Some of our best activists are actually the locals. I would say that the locals, in many ways, dwarf the incoming liberty activists in the amount of activism they're willing to do.
And look at Free Keen Fest and the 420 events. Those are mostly local kids and people in the community that have lived here their entire life.
So this guy wants to see change. He's excited by what he's seeing happen. On the other hand, he still kind of had a bit of a defeatist mentality. You know, this idea that, well, I hope you guys can do something, but I don't really know if it's possible.
Oh, I can understand why, living in Keene, he would feel that way.
Living in America, a lot of people feel that way. You can't fight City Hall, etc. But a lot of people are liking that somebody is doing something. And I think they're the silent majority out there. You know, they are busy. They're busy with their lives. And then this guy hears from one of his friends, hey, you got to go check this video out. He goes to freekeen.com. He watches the video, then consumes as much of the content as he possibly can. And then, a few days later, sees me in the bank. And says hello. And it's that one of the things that's nice about being up here in New Hampshire, and wherever you are in New Hampshire, it's going to be the case. Maybe Manchester to a lesser extent. But for the most part, most places in New Hampshire are not that large. So you're going to see the same people over and over again. They're going to see you if you're an activist and you're out there and whatever it is you're doing. If you're doing politics, you're going to be recognized, and if you're doing disobedience or you're doing media creation, as we are here, you're going to be recognized, and that's good because it allows people to make a connection with you. You know, you're not just some disembodied voice on the radio or just, you know, some untouchable politician. I mean, in the case of one of the local activists here, Andrew Carroll, who was arrested for marijuana possession last year, he's going to be running as an anarchist this year, an anarchist Democrat in the state rep race. And he recently wrote a letter to the editor of the local newspaper talking about why he moved here. And he related a story about how he was at his job and he got into a political conversation with some of the people that were eating at the restaurant that he worked for. And he just had a really nice conversation with these people. They were self-professed Democrats who were gun owners. And, you know, this kind of New Hampshire Democrat, which is not really like the Democrats you might be familiar with, say, from California. It's kind of a different breed. And these people were saying things like, you know, the government is too big. And they were agreeing with a lot of the things that Andrew, as an anarchist, was saying. Now, I don't think he came out and said, I'm an anarchist. But on the other hand,
not a way to win friends, as far as I can tell.
But he will be saying that in his political campaign.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
And he's not going to be some anonymous guy that's just on the television and in the newsprint. He's going to be going around town. People are going to see him. They're going to be able to come up and talk to him. There's a real level of that connection that you can have with people around these areas because they're just so small. And I think it's great. It really makes it so you can be a big fish in a small pond. And one of the complaints this guy had today was about the sheeple. He's concerned that, you know, these are people that just go along to get along, and he called them stupid, and I said, well, I like the term ignorant, because I think we're all ignorant of different things. You know, I used to be ignorant of these things, and then I learned about liberty, and now I'm not ignorant anymore, and I said, I understand that. We talked about how it's a logical message, and that he doesn't think that works with those people, the sheeple types, and I said, I think it does. I think it just takes time. The logic chink, you know, it chips away at people's walls that they've built up, that the government indoctrination systems have built to help them build around their themselves. And over time, this message is very persuasive. It's very consistent, and people are going to come on board. I've heard other anecdotes from other people in this area who've said, look, people are listening, people are paying attention, and they're thinking about the things you guys are talking about. So I told him, look, all it's going to take is numbers. They've got a couple hundred people, meaning the government people. When we get a couple hundred people, it's going to be a very interesting situation. More coming up here. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits. Plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field. This non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing. Claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there. And those features include our listening options. You can listen via our live streams or the Free Talk Live listen lines, which allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Plus, we've got our webcam as well, which is brought to you by memorydealers.com. You can go and watch or listen for free at listen.freetalklive.com.
Go check out gold.freetalklive.com, too. We have great rates there. We've teamed up with Midas Resources, our syndicator. They sort of work. I guess Midas owns GCN, which is the company that puts us up on the bird. And, you know, they so not only do they bring you Free Talk Live and great liberty-oriented programming, but they sell you gold and silver that you might use as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. I've bought from them. The whole experience was great. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. They even have a program there if you're not, if you don't haven't got a bunch of money in savings where you can buy several gold pieces at once. Perhaps putting away some silver would be a good idea, and then just paying on it on a weekly or biweekly basis when you get your paycheck. And you can do that by calling this toll-free number I'm going to give you. You just have to mention that it's the layaway plan. It's 877-857-9938. It's 877-857-9938, gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go to your phone calls. You can dial in and talk about whatever you want. Ladies first, Christine is on the line in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Christine.
Hi, it's nice to be with you again.
Hi,
Christine. I just had a quick comment to make on one of your earlier discussions. You're pretty much going all over the board with immigration and drugs and welfare. And I just want to make a comment. Recently, I've been having a number of conversations, and in particular, one sticks out in my mind last week, with libertarians who are opposed to open immigration, free immigration. And as a libertarian who is for completely open borders, and I oppose all immigration controls.
Right on.
There's 2 points that libertarians who differ from us frequently bring up with me, and I just wanted to quickly bring them out for the benefit of others who find themselves in similar conversations.
Please do.
One is that they say, as you were talking about earlier, Ian, you know, that, well, as long as we have the welfare state, we can't let them in. And I find that to be a fallacious argument for a libertarian, because certainly we oppose the welfare state. However, I think that it is always right to choose greater freedom. And
yeah.
And I see that by saying, oh, we have to do this first before we do this, is denying people freedom, individual rights, you know, for that free movement. We all know why we are for that. To say before that we have to get rid of this before we can have this. And I say no. Whenever you can achieve greater freedom, you ought to go for it. And maybe, just maybe, if we had such open immigration and we had open borders, then the people who are so concerned about the welfare state and use that as a reason, I say excuse often for other reasons they don't want to verbalize why they're against immigrants, mm-hmm. but those who legitimately want to use that, then they might fight all the harder to get rid of the welfare state. But I do not believe you predicate doing one good on getting two good. You get whatever good you can achieve.
Right, but the politicians or the people that are involved in the political process would tell you it's really about compromise, and that's what they see it as. Well, the masses have decided that we've got to strengthen the borders, and that's in the Constitution, and
there's a number of talking points.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think that's another good point. We should also, and I frequently even hear libertarians mistakenly say that. No, it is not in the Constitution. In the Constitution, naturalization is addressed. This is a statute imposed by the federal government, which I believe is overstepping its bounds upon the states. And our rights as states, as you three were discussing earlier, should be able to choose ourselves.
I don't believe that that states have rights. I think that's
I agree. I put that in quotation marks. Point very well taken. It's for the sake of, you know, discussion. That's what's being used. But yeah.
So what was the second point, Christine?
I found that libertarians, especially those who are in business for themselves, have said to me that they feel that they until taxation is made fair. They feel that immigrants are hurting them because they will tell me, for example, we have, you know, illegal immigrants, Christine, that live down the street. They're operating out of the garage and they're doing something similar to what my business is, and they don't have to pay taxes. And until that is reconciled, I don't want them here. And my rebuttal to that is, why would you want to deny another human being who, as a quote illegal, I don't even like that on a human being, but who is here, who is not a citizen, why would you want to either have taxes imposed upon them, which you as a libertarian oppose, or resent the fact that they're able to get away with it? Because they're risking a lot to get away with it, and I say more power to them
because
they're living the way that we want to live.
Yeah, it's a factually dishonest statement that they're making, saying that these other immigrants don't have to pay taxes. Well, no, they're supposed to. They're supposed to pay a lot more, and they're supposed to spend 10 years and $20,000, $40,000 going through the so-called legal immigration process, and they're willing to disobey that and take the risks.
Really, what that is, Christine, is the cycle of abuse that we see so frequently in personal relationships being kind of writ large at a societal level, where people are basically saying, and they'll do this. Now, I don't know if I hear it from libertarians, but I don't talk to as many as you do. A lot of people in this country will say, well, that I'm bad because I don't pay taxes to the federal government. And so, I mean, am I as bad as the so-called illegals who are also not paying taxes? Would you also have horrible, horrific things done to me as well?
That's a perfect point. And it relates to my first point as well. When they talk about the welfare state, well, they seem to forget in their opposition to immigrants that there's plenty of citizens on the American citizens and white ones maybe they will identify with more who are on the welfare state. Why don't they tackle that first instead of this unjust war against immigrants and all of the problems that they are discussing about the violence and the guns and blaming immigration and blaming, you know, all of this really is linked to the immigration controls, the war on immigrants, and the war on drugs. You end that, you end the violence, you end it all. The free market actually would control in terms of those who come, those who go, make a living. It's the most humanitarian thing that we can do, and I believe that all libertarians should be for open borders, and I've never heard an argument that wasn't specious against it.
Yeah, unfortunately, the politicians just think that it's a money problem, it's a personnel problem. If we just get the right people in charge or the right number of troops or the right fence,
the right
machine guns, whatever it is.
Also, I noticed something recently. There have been some posts about people's disappointment with the folks over at LouRockwell.com going in a much more pro-state direction all of a sudden after Rand Paul wins the primary election, that they're basically filleting Rand Paul. And indeed, on this very issue, Walter Williams... And I was shocked to see this. Mm-hmm. Walter Williams wrote a piece that was posted over at LouRockwell.com against immigration, trying to make some so-called libertarian argument against immigration. And his basic point, one of the points that he made was, well, what, you just want all 5 billion of the world's people to come here to America? And I think that one of the best rebuttals I heard to that was the idea that, wait, this guy's an economist, and he really believes that all 5 billion people in the world or whatever would maybe there's more than 13 billion, all these people in the world would come here, whatever it is, these billions of people would come here. But wait a minute, that ignores the economic reality that would happen, and that is that if it was just New Hampshire that was free, people would start coming to New Hampshire, and then the people in the states that would be losing folks, or if the whole U.S. was free in that way, the different governments in the world would look at that and they'd say, crap, we're losing people. Okay, well, maybe we should be a little more free to stop them from
imagine for a second if we had that kind of influx of people. Where would they live? Well, the housing market would just boom.
Yeah.
Suddenly, everybody who built houses would become rich because we would need houses overnight, and the price of them would skyrocket.
Because supply and demand.
Yeah, you would absolutely. You'd be able to move back. I'd be able to move to one of those countries those people moved from, a rich man, and live like a king. An economist saying that really doesn't have a great grasp of what might
happen. It's crazy.
I forgot what I was going to say, but it's a self-regulating problem.
Yes.
It's going to solve itself. If too many people move to a specific geographic area all at once, it's going to create the shortage of resources, which is going to drive prices up, which is going to make it less attractive to move there in the first place until those sort themselves out, and then it can continue growing again. So at some point, if 6 billion people moved into the U.S. all at once, it would overwhelm everything, and America wouldn't be such a great place.
Right, and it ignores reality. It's just not going to be possible for that many people to pick up and move in any short period of time. So just the ludicrous extreme of that fear-based argument coming from somebody who I had a lot of respect for until I read that that piece. I think this immigration issue, Christine, has made so-called libertarians go off their rockers.
It most certainly has.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. They're so distracted by the idea, this is a closed club. We can't have anybody else coming in here. Despite the fact that there's a tremendous amount of free space in this country. There's so much room in the United States. There's more coming up. You can bring up anything. But yet, some people have you believe we're overpopulated. Are you kidding me? It's Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.